From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox in for Farai today. A new national report predicts more African Americans and Latinos are going to be losing their homes to foreclosure. It is a trend that shows few signs of letting up. The reason? Experts warn that many prospective home buyers sabotage themselves by taking out high-cost subprime mortgage loans. For more now, we go to Nikitra Bailey, Outreach Director with the Center for Responsible Lending. The group conducted the study that we just mentioned. It is titled Losing Ground, Foreclosures in the Subprime Market and Their Cost to Homeowners. Ms. Bailey joins us by phone from Durham, North Carolina, where the organization is based. Nice to have you on, Nikitra.
Good to be here.
So let's start off by talking about terms, for example, and explaining exactly what a subprime loan is. I suppose another way, it's just another way of saying higher risk, higher cost. Is that right?
Indeed it is. A subprime loan is simply a loan for borrowers with impaired and limited credit histories. The loans have higher rates and higher terms because they're supposed to justify for the risk of the borrower. What we are finding, though, is that many of the borrowers in the subprime market today could have actually qualified for a prime loan. And in fact, Freddie Mac estimates that one in five borrowers could actually do so. And African Americans and Latinos are overrepresented in this subprime market. Over 50% of the loans that African Americans received in 2005 were subprime, and 4 out of 10 every loan that a Latino borrower received in 2005 was subprime.
Now, what I understand about these loans is that the high-risk features that endanger so many millions of borrowers include things like prepayment penalties, limited income documentation, no escrow or impounds for property taxes or insurance, and even folks with decent credit can get hurt by these. Why is that?
Indeed, these features are naturally risky features in the lending process. Prepayment penalties are simply fees that one would have to pay to finance out of a loan earlier than the date that they would actually pay off the loan. And what we're finding is that 80% of subprime loans contain prepayment penalties, while only 2% of prime loans contain prepayment penalties. And with low doc loans, what we're seeing is that lenders aren't necessarily looking at whether or not a borrower has an ability to repay the loan. We used to see stated doc loans for people who own businesses, and they were a very small portion of the market. But what we're seeing now is that mortgage brokers and lenders are encouraging borrowers to state their income, and they're not actually verifying the income. Thus, many borrowers are taking out loans that they cannot afford.
How much of this is the lender's fault? I mean, is disclosure an issue, and what responsibility does the borrower have?
Most of this, this is a lender's responsibility, because what we're seeing now is that we have an explosion of hybrid ARMs, and these are loans that start off with an initial low teaser rate, and it's usually like for 2 years the rate is fixed at a low rate, and then for the remainder of the loan, which is another 28 years, the loan increases, and we're seeing that these increases happen about every 6 months. So if the lender isn't necessarily considering whether or not the borrower has the ability to repay, they're at the outset putting borrowers into loans that are structured to be more risky and therefore have a higher probability of leading to foreclosure.
How can a borrower figure out whether or not they are really qualified to handle these kinds of expenses if, for example, they've never bought a home before?
The one thing that I like to encourage borrowers to do is to just be reasonable. If it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. We also like to encourage that borrowers seek out certified housing counselors before entering into any lending transaction. Purchasing a home is one of the most important things that you're ever going to do. And for African Americans and Latinos, it's the only wealth accumulating device that we have in our communities. It's the only savings account that many of us have. So you ought to invest the time up front to meet with certified housing counselors and ensure it's a loan that you can afford to repay. If you're getting a teaser rate that sounds low and it seems like you can only pay it now and there's a possibility that that rate will increase, don't take that loan. Say no and find a home that's a bit more affordable.
Ms. Bailey, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nikitra Bailey is Outreach Director with the Center for Responsible Lending in Durham, North Carolina.